Thank you for holding. Is this Ross?
This is.
Hey, Ross. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Flash. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Hey, that's what I like to hear. Tara said you had some questions regarding Google Guarantee or local service ads.
Not necessarily too many questions. I mean, she's kind of running it over with me, and I explained to her that the main reason my company, you know, I haven't really been too adamant on being, you know, one of the top search history people on Google is due to the fact that I primarily do a lot of general contracting, and with the contractors I get in with, my work makes it to where they just continuously use me. It's like a Rolodex almost. I just go from project to project following them. And then when it does come to homeowners, I'm one of the top guys on Angie's List. So I get a lot of homeowners through Angie's List. I mean, I'm open to having my name everywhere, but I've been blessed enough to the work and what is produced. You know, I haven't had to be too big. I've been in business for 7 years. I have no company website, nothing, you know. I just, people just know me, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No,
so I'm interested in getting my business. You know, I'd like to go for more than just me. I got two boys that are about to be 18. So when they turn 18, they're going to be joining the team as well. So it might be good to get on and get a top search in Google, you know. But as far as like Google goes, I know a lot of people, you look up a company, like say myself, I go look up S&S Welding, and there's no company website to go to. I have no social media at all.
Yeah, we'll have to build one for you.
You see what I'm saying? It's like I don't have any of that, generally just because I think it's what's ruining the world is social media. So
dude,
I kind of
do
this the old school. You know, I do it the old school way where it's like, you know me, we've shooken hands, and the work just continues to get the same calls. So, I've been doing this work for...
I respect that. But honestly, you're not going to get the handshake, though, if we don't get the call first.
Exactly. And that's where it's kind of like a catch-22, you know?
Right. Yeah, we got you, though. Cool. I mean, you're sounding a lot like a platinum package guy where we build the website for you and we also do some social media stuff, but just with Facebook, not like Instagram or anything else. And Facebook does promote ads and generate leads, so... You know, that would be.
See, where I jump in because it's like I hate Mark Zuckerberg and everything he does stands for, so I don't want to be on Facebook.
Me too, man. Me too. I've been accused of saying some borderline anti-Semitic stuff recently.
But I don't want to be on there.
Nah, I hear you. I know. There's definitely ways to go about it other than that, though. I mean, if it's a benefit to you, you know, and that's the whole reason why they control it in the first place, right? Because it's beneficial and it's profitable and it makes money. So, I mean, you got to focus on that thing and kind of leave the rest up to God and sort out. I don't know if you're religious at all, but.
Oh, absolutely, brother. That's why I've been doing this for 7 years. He's blessed me for all of them.
Yeah. So, I mean, he'll sort those things out. I wouldn't stress out about that too much and boycotting him. I mean, even the people who own Google are not too far off from Zuckerberg's tribe, so
it's true, you know.
If you look into any of it, you know, you basically would not do anything, you know, get out of there, you know. Chances are the electric companies run by them or the guys that built your TV or you'd have to shut it all down and go Amish.
I'm about that.
Oh man, I'm choking. Yeah. You're onto something there. I agree with you. But at the same time, you know, you can get clients every day off of this stuff, and I see guys go from having a business idea to successful and taking care of their family and their people by being up there. So
And you know, as you said, like, you know, he takes care of the rest. My wife has been yelling at me for 3 years to get on social media because,
I mean,
you know, AR Mays is one of the biggest contractors, and that's what they do. And she's like, you need to get on it. I know how you feel about it, but it'll help the company, you know, in our house. So, and maybe get it to where I'm not the only guy killing myself anymore.
Right. But, I hate to tell you, but she's right. You know, it's like, I tell people starting a business nowadays without doing this is kind of like going halfway or half A into it. you know, you got to go all in. If you're not all in and you got like one toe in the water, you can't really expect to swim or make anything real. You have to make sure that people who are looking for what you do can find you, you know, and that's exactly what this does. It's customized to you. It's tailored to you. It's not going to be like Home Advisor by Angie's where they're, you know, putting themselves on Google and then they're selling you leads one by one. You know, these are your actual Google listings, your actual website, your actual Facebook page. Even if you leave our services later, you keep those things. And those are huge credibility factors for people who are considering hiring you to do some work for them. You know, they want to be able to look
and
it up.
You
know,
you're speaking truth. I mean, you're not saying anything wrong.
Yeah.
So, well, here's the big deal with me. I'm also very stingy. So what's the cost?
All right, I sent you the pricing page, and I'll shoot you straight on it. Like, I'll get you the lowest rate I can. And the lowest pricing structure that we have on there, it's $299. But the package that you need is the Platinum package with the website and the Facebook ads and everything. That one's advertised at $599. So basically what I'd be doing is giving you the $599 bundle for the $299 rate, and then I'll waive all the setup fees on it, and we can lock you in at that deal, so that way you keep that deal as long as you choose to stick with us.
So $599 a month?
Nope, $299 for the $599 package. Yep. So you're getting the lowest price point for the cheapest package on that list on the pricing page. So it's $299, but you're getting the best package, which is $599. It's the Platinum bundle.
I see. Yeah.
Last one down. And the Platinum bundle will cover
you
your website, Facebook, Google's most important thing. Mm-hmm.
Is this contractual bound for 12 months?
No, no, no. It's month to month, but we try to get any new
more contracts.
Yeah, no. We actually want you to verbally commit to it for 3 months, even though it's month to month, right?
Yeah,
especially because you're new. That's the only reason why. There's a thing called Google verification. I don't know if you ever looked into that before. Every business owner has to go through it in order to get listed on Google. They want to basically verify you're a real company. That process, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks just to get through that. So the first 2 to 3 weeks, we're basically just living off of what Facebook and the other directories can drive in before you'll really have it take off and start feeling the effects of Google.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's why they want that 3 months. We know like month two will be more profitable than month one because you won't have to go through the setup process again. It'll all be up and running. And then by month three, we know that you're seeing the kind of numbers that'll turn it into a long-term solution for you.
All right. Now,
and it'll be almost summertime for you. So.
Yeah. Which is weirdly enough when I get the busiest.
Yeah, it's peak time of the year. So you'll have a bunch of opportunity by that time. You could just cherry pick what you do and don't want to do instead of worrying about where the next job's coming from.
Yeah. And then with like website and all of that, are we talking an actual website or are we talking like a Facebook?
No, no, no. Fullblown.com. Let me send you some examples.
Cause I've had, you know, the quotes to have a website built for me, and that's why I don't have one to say
that. Yeah, no, we're including that for you, so I'm not charging you anything for the site. Usually the $299 setup fee goes towards like buying your domain name and then the hosting, and then we do all the graphic design and everything for you, but I'm waiving all the fees. So if you come on board with us month to month at $299, the website's going to be included in that Platinum bundle. And then those are like the formats for the site. I just sent you some examples there.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. You guys are doing a really good job of selling yourselves.
I mean, it sells itself once you get your foot in the door. And the only time we got to sell you is the first time around. Once it's there and you see how it works with our app and everything, it becomes a part of your business. It'll help you maintain your clients' websites there, Google business profiles there, Facebook's there. It's all under one roof. And you don't have to be super tech savvy to get it to work, but even then, you don't want to oversee it. You could always have your other half log into that, and she can oversee it, monitor it as well, you know?
Yeah. you guys definitely have me pretty sold, but just like you just said, on the other half, we both know that's the real boss of the company.
I spent a lot of time on the couch, let me tell you.
Yeah, I just
do things without telling her.
I know, and that's where I'm like, but I literally just did it 3 days ago with Angie's List.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't tell her about it.
That's one expense. But she was the one telling me to get social media, so that one was your idea. This one's her idea, and she'll look like a genius because she told you to do this.
Brother, you live in Arizona? Like, you're my best friend. Tell my boys get me to go dirt biking all the time.
SoCal.
Do this for her, and we'll do this.
Yeah. I know. I golf a lot, so I'm used to the guys going, hey, you're making her idea. She wants to get her hair and nails done. Cover that, and then you go play golf with us.
Can't call you because she got her hair done.
Yeah, but she can't tell me anything about spending money and taking care of the kid. Be like, you did it while she got her hair done. Now she does it while we play golf. Yeah.
See? Yeah. You've been married a little while, I can tell.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let me do this. Is there any way you guys could call me back tomorrow? Because I want to do it, but I am going to run it by her just because it's yet another monthly bill, you know?
I'm not going to tell you to go around her. Is there any way we can maybe bring her on the line?
Ooh.
The only reason I ask, Ross, is because we're a Google partner. Like, here, actually, if you look it up, I'd rather show you than to tell you. But we're a premier Google partner, so when the spots open up, they give us a list of qualified candidates. But that goes to not just us, but the other two premier Google partners as well. And they'll basically just call out into this area until that position fills. Once they fill it, they close out the whole category. We can't work with any other welding companies.
Let me see if I can get her on. Like I said, she's a GC, so she's hard to get a hold of during the day. But let me give it a try. Just stand by for 1 second.
Okay, no worries. Better to try than not try.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see.
I'm sure she's probably done some kind of Google advertising before and understands how it works with the spots, if she has a company.
All right, do we have everyone there?
I think so. Yep. Hello.
Hey, all right. This is Brittany, my wife.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Your Ross's better half.
Yep. That's right.
Did you hear the tone change with that? Yep.
Yep. My name's John. I was reaching out to Ross. Well, me and my representatives were reaching out to Ross about putting S&S Welding LLC on the first page of the Google search results. And, he said that you had been mentioning this and some Facebook advertising amongst some other things to help him generate traffic and get his own online listings, going. We were also talking about building a website for him. And, I put together a package here that would be custom tailored to the business and kind of check every box that he needs in order to not only be on the first page, but be successful. While being on the first page, and I came to an agreement on the pricing structure. That's about half of what we normally charge at $299. It's normally $599 month to month for everything. And then he mentioned to me, I'm not going to do anything until we talk to the boss first. And so that's how we got you on the line.
$299 a month?
It's $299 a month, and it's month to month.
That's the biggest thing, dear. Month to month, but they would like at least 3 months. I mean, if you think about it, they're building an entire website, getting a website domain, social media, and on Google, you know, and I mean, if it doesn't work, kind of the same thing I told Angie's List, if I don't see within, you know, 2 months a good amount of workflow, then I can cancel.
Okay.
Okay as in okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I was telling him, I'm like, if you could do anything with that Home Advisor by Angie's, this will be a no-brainer. And you'll see that if you compare them side by side. Angie's actually puts themselves on Google. They're a huge purchaser. But they have like a form fill on that first page where somebody fills it out, and then they send that information out to like five of you. And it's like basically the first guy that calls them gets the deal. The other four guys don't get the deal, and then they're still getting charged the lead fee. So instead of you paying to compete, we'll build all his own listings online, generate his own leads where people could call direct without the fees or the leads going to other guys.
Sounds great.
All right.
All right. Well, all sounds right. Like she's on board. All right.
You got the blessing, Ross. That's awesome. All right, Brittany. Yes. And then I told him there's a tracking system, an app that we have, Brittany, that you'll have access to as well. So you could always log into it and oversee how it's performing each month, too. You can help him out, check, make sure we're doing our due diligence for you guys.
Great. I definitely will.
Okay. That's what I like to hear. Two heads are better than one, for sure. And I think
that's
you're the better head, according to, according to him. All right, you guys. Well, I'll create your Google business profile here, Ross, and get it all set up, and I'll set up a client interview time. Maybe we can get both of you guys in the client interview tomorrow.
It'd have to be later in the day just due to my wife's workload. So.
Oh, okay. No worries. Let's see what we got here, actually, while we have her on the line. Let's see if we could schedule that, and then I'll create the account and secure the spot with you. Give me one second here. So tomorrow, it's going to be February 11th. Okay, the latest that I have, you guys are still on Pacific too, huh?
Mountain Standard.
Oh, okay, so you're an hour ahead of us. I got 4 o'clock tomorrow.
What do you think?
That's the latest.
Babe, I'm able to do 3, if you like.
Okay, yeah, I got 3 o'clock open.
Sweet.
All right, so I'll go Ross and...
Looks like I'm not sleeping in tomorrow, but...
Sleeping in that late?
Yeah.
What? You sound like my son.
We could do 4.
No, we're fine. I have a job at her job site, so
oh.
I'm gonna start later in the day, you know, take the wife out to lunch, but now I'll just start earlier to make sure I'm done.
Okay. All right. So I'll put Ross and Brittany. Do you spell it B-R-I-T-T-N-E-Y?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I am going to send this over via email, and we'll text you 1 hour before the appointment as a reminder, Ross. What's your business email address? I'm also going to send you a receipt with everything in writing, and then the username and password for your tracking system and your Google verification form.
So it's sswelding_ross@yahoo.com.
Okay. Got it. Let me go ahead and send the invite. Boom. All right. Should have it there. sswelding_ross@yahoo.com. Just sent that over. And then I'll send over my direct number and extension as well. And you could share this with Brittany. That way, if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, she could reach out as well. What's your last name, Ross?
Schneider. S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R.
Okay, go ahead and save. Okay, and are you getting my text messages? I know I sent a few of them through earlier, but...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, and then how do... Oh, Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It's how you get the little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. You only have to verify your address one time for as long as you own the business, unless you like relocate to another area. What's the street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to?
3611.
Okay.
East Thames. I'm going to say it like military because it's confusing.
Okay.
Thomas, Hector, Alpha, Michael, Echo, Scott.
Thames. Okay. Yeah, I would definitely got that wrong.
I do it every time.
I was like, is he saying Fang or Vang or what is that? Thames? Okay.
Me not knowing how to speak.
Now, I could also hide this address if you guys would like.
Yes, please.
Okay, but the listing will still say Santan Valley and AZ and the 85140 will still be there. Just the street address and turn-by-turn directions will be deactivated.
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. An update. Okay. And then how did you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to noon on Saturday.
You said 5 to 5 Monday through Friday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's early. Okay. And then what was it for Saturday? I'm sorry?
Saturday would be 7 to noon.
7 to 12. And then Sunday closed?
Absolutely. That's day for the Lord.
Amen. Okay. Love it. All right. Close on Sundays. All right. Profile. Publish. All right. You officially will exist as a business on Google. Not verified yet, but you'll have the listing there. And then we're going to have to build this website for you. Do you have a logo or pictures of work that you've done in the past by chance? Maybe a couple wells.
Yes, I do have. I have quite a bit of pictures and stuff. I'm working on trying to figure out what kind of logo I want. Actually, the better half was telling me, you know, got to kind of get something down to where business cards and all that too, you know.
Yeah. Your address is coming back Queen Creek.
Yes, it's because we are right on the border, but I promise you it's Santan Valley.
Okay. I tried to verify it, and then it bounced back, and it said Queen Creek 85140 is how they have it on Google, and it's East Thames Circle.
Yep. So East Thames Circle and East Thames Way are in the same neighborhood.
Oh, but it's not the same.
No, there's two, three, six, ones. There's a circle and a way, and we deal with it all the time with delivery drivers. They end up at the other house
because
they use Google.
Okay, I got it. I just hopped on Google Maps and adjusted the pin, but then when I adjust the pin, it wants to remove the 3611.
Yeah, it's the way they map this neighborhood out or something, but we are definitely... I got an IRS document, 3611 East Thames Way.
I got it. I even pulled it up on Zillow and everything. Like, I know it's legitimate. It's just Google doesn't have it there. But obviously, once we verify it, I mean, it'll show on the other platforms like Google Satellite, but we don't want people showing up there, so it's not going to be, like, attached to the business. It would just be if somebody wants to do a general search for it.
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. Let's go ahead and approve this.
Husband, do you need me for anything else?
No, I told you you could have left like 4 minutes ago, dear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're good. It's nice to meet you, Brittany. I'm going to send over my contact information, and then I'll tell Ross to go ahead and share that with you, and then there'll be an extra set of login credentials as well, or maybe I'll set it up so you could also use the login credentials as well, have two users in there to oversee everything.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a great day. We'll talk to you soon, tomorrow.
You too.
All right.
You
all right, thanks. Bye.
All right. She was nice.
Oh, yeah.
You got it good. My lady's meaner than that.
Yeah.
Or maybe she was just playing nice, you know?
off like a 4-foot-tall heart balloon and roses and all that.
Oh, nice.
You know? Even though I'm there, I asked her to be my Valentine, you know?
Yeah, no, that's the way to do it. You can't miss those things, or you know, it's all bad. I actually
didn't do so well, and she definitely made it to where I remembered.
Yeah. That you, because you don't want the relationship to get stale, and then it's like, okay, you let it slide once, and then it keeps happening. You have to nip it in the butt, right?
Right.
There. Yeah.
And that's kind of what I said. I was like, it's just another day. And
yeah.
I learned.
My lady let me know too. She was like, hey, I loved what we did last year, but maybe we could do something all of us together, because last year I kind of like pimped my son off on my mother-in-law and then took her out to a dinner, just us, you know. And
what's up?
Yeah, oh, it was a great time, but she was like, I kind of want to have him included. That's really who she's dating, man. It's my son. That's her that's her husband now. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we have a little boy. He's going to be 5 here in April. And I work, and they spend all day together, so they're like two little peas in a pod, you know?
That's my goal for my wife. We got 4 of them, one that just turned 18.
Wow. You don't sound old enough to have an 18-year-old.
Start young.
He said, yeah. I was doing what I wasn't supposed to be doing. Yeah. 38. Yeah. So you're young. You're young. 20? 19?
Yep.
Yeah.
20 was my first.
Yeah, that's really fresh. I can't even imagine. Yep. I didn't have one. Well, 27. Almost 28. Yeah. I'm about to be 33.
I wanted to be a cool dad, man. And
yeah.
It
definitely.
Paid out.
Oh, yeah.
I was in my peak in my mid-20s when my kids were all like 6 and 10, you know?
Yeah, that's sweet. That's the way to do it.
Turn it up.
That's the way to do it. I like to think that I'm peaking now, you know, physically.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're what? Low 30s?
Yeah, 33.
Oh, dude. 33? Yeah, I was mean at 33. Woo.
Yeah. Yeah, I run marathons. I just did my second one on February 1st. Yeah, I haven't ran since then, though. But I also do jiu-jitsu with my son. I got to actually do that tonight.
Good.
Yeah,
yep.
So that's fun. He's really small, but it's good for us to kind of bond over that.
That don't matter. That don't matter.
He's starting school in a couple months. I want him to be able to handle himself.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm not going to beat up no 5-year-olds for you. I'll get their dad.
Yeah, my dad, but...
Yeah, we could do a 2v2 if you want. All right, so I got this profile published. I'm multitasking here. They're going to give you a tracking number. The tracking number will display a different number on your online listings, but we want you to save that number to your phone under the business name. That way when your clients call in, you know it's a business call. Okay?
Okay.
So they'll give you that during the client interview. Yeah, because it'll always be that same number. That's what they're seeing online. So if they're on their iPhone and they just click the call button to reach out to you, it'll ring through under S&S Welding LLC, and you know that that's like a live one.
Gotcha. Oh, that's actually super cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that way we're not missing anything. You're not confusing personal.
877.
Yeah. See, you don't want to do that.
Forwarding it to voicemail.
And then they charge you the lead fee anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forwarded you the voicemail and you took $20. What the shit?
Yeah, that's no good. You don't want to deal with that. We do have a paper lead program also, if you are interested in that. But you do have to pass a background check. It's like $250 to do the background check. And it would list you as a GC, but we would only be harvesting like welding leads from it. You only get charged on the leads that you accept, but you have to have like one of the license, like a general contractor license. So either like a B3, a CR61, KB2, KB1, one of those. Okay. You just have a what?
A CR17.
You need CR61.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm steel fabrication and steel erection. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. So right now, I wouldn't even qualify for that. It's no big deal. Maybe they open up the category later, and that's something we can do. But as of right now, it's saying CR61. So I think I might be a little bit above that because you have to get some carpentry involved, too, sometimes with that license.
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. So get off of that. Let me go back to your profile. Okay, and I sent you the email address for you to send in logo and photos. You said you had photos. Do you have a logo?
I do not. I need to build
okay.
one.
Okay, we got you. So needs help developing logo. Make sure no copyright infringement.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that's the great thing about our system is we can run it through. Like, we can develop a personal logo for you, and then we can run it through the system and make sure you're not going to break any copyright laws. Maybe somebody else has it in another state. And
yeah.
You don't want to get into that. So it'll be a custom.
You hear those horror stories.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, after you spent 2 years building it up, you got to get rid of it or rebrand.
Yep.
It's a nightmare. Okay. So save. Okay, we are good. I got all the boxes checked. You could accept cash, check, and card?
No, I've been always just card and pretty much cash and cash.
Card and cash, okay. Yeah, checks are outdated anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
Kind of a weird...
They're all net 30 and they still send freaking checks.
Nah. Well, I mean, if it's like a cashier's check, then that's different, you know? But like an old school check, it has a chance of bouncing. That'd be awkward. Awkward confrontation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So profile's done. Client interview scheduled. Cash and card. Okay. Just triple checking everything. Okay. Cleared the discrepancy with the address. That's good. They may do a video verification too because of your address. I just want you to be aware of that because they'll send you a form and they might just call you and say, hey, are you really such and such from so and so and you do this? And, you know, can you send us a picture of like your equipment and make sure you're a real business? CR-17, they might ask for that too.
I have it.
Okay. It's pretty easy. The file will come through to your email and then when you're filling out the form, it's all digital. So you can just hit like upload photo and then it'll flip around to the camera on your device and you just snap a picture of it and they'll send it to them.
Yeah, that doesn't say they can just have my ROC number. That tells them everything.
That too, yeah. Yeah, it should be pretty easy. They just ask that you get that to us within 7 days of signing up.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, so I got everything ready. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What exactly do they need?
Let me go back to this.
That shows that I'm a legitimate good.
So, to be honest with you, with a Google Places placement on a platinum package, it's not required that you send in license, insurance, or anything in order for us to verify you. Because we're verifying you directly through Google, and they kind of take our word for it already. So in order to post you, it's not a problem. But if you have it, we want you to send it in because it can separate you from the group. If we put that on your listings, like, hey, this guy's licensed, you know? But the only other reason I was thinking they might pivot to that, Ross, was like if they're having a problem with your address, which I don't think they will. I try to clear it up pretty good. But I know you said you had like mail go to the wrong address. So let's say like your PIN verification letter goes to the wrong address. They might shift over to, hey, we need to do this video verification then because we don't have the PIN and let's get him verified so we can get to making money. So they might jump through that loop and say, hey, fill out this form. And that form will say like business license, proof of insurance, Google verified application, you know, and a few other things. Yeah. But it's no big deal. Like honestly, fill it out. If you don't have it, just leave it blank and keep going. Just fill it out as best you can. And then they'll still verify it.
I just was verifying, making sure that that's pretty much what it was. It's like
That's pretty much what they're doing. They're just like, hey, let's make sure there's a real human being that actually does this on the other end before we go ahead and throw it online.
Yeah.
Okay.
ROC, EIN, they'll be good to go.
Oh, yeah, you're golden. Okay. All right, Ross Snyder. Okay, boom. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I don't want to, but I'm
going to. Can we skip this part? You and me both. I'm always like going checking my account throughout the day, like let's see what the wife ordered with these boxes are. Yeah.
Yep.
Nonstop.
Coming home daily to have on.
Yeah, I signed up to marry you. I didn't sign up to pay for all this stuff.
I missed out on that conversation.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get her done. It's just going to be a Visa card.
Okay.
The card actually has my wife's name on it, so it's Brittany Snyder.
Okay. She's not going to call me up like, wait, what the heck? I mean, we already
approved it, brother. Recording it. You got her saying it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I'm just kidding. It doesn't say S&S Welding LLC on it at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just going to add that, though, because this is a write-off for you. It's considered a business expense, so you should get it back. All these payments, or at least be able to write them off. And then the billing address, is it the same? You guys live together?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, we got 4342.
4342.
5610.
5610.
8903.
8903. 8863. 8863. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
Expiration is 0526.
0526, and then three-digit code on the back.
680.
680, okay. All right. And then there is a security question. You want to share this with Brittany? Security question, okay. Just to verify identity. If she calls in or you call in, we want to make sure you got the right people, or vice versa. If you guys want to make sure you got the right people on the line, right?
Yeah.
So you got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's go with the city I was born in.
All right. Where were you born?
Las Vegas.
Okay. She better know it. Yeah. I actually got married in Vegas.
Yeah, see, that should be the hint. Where do you like to go most as an adult? Oh, Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I had a crazy day there too. I almost went to jail actually the night of my wedding.
Fuck. Hangover life, fuck.
Well, I definitely think the alcohol had something to do with it, because we stayed at the Venetian, and then we had a night, like, the best room you can get at the Venetian, and then I had a couple of them, like, streamed in. My brother, her sister, her brother, everybody was kind of, like, all up there. But I remember she was like, oh, we were partying all night, and she was like, oh, you know, I want this, that, or the other. And it was something that required me to go down onto the strip. I forgot what she was asking me for. I think it was like food or something. It was like 12 o'clock at night on the strip.
Oh, it went south.
Yeah. And I had already been drinking all day, you know, celebrating the wedding. And then I went down there and I was just on a roll. Like, I was like, okay, let me hit the slot machine real quick. Then I went outside, got one of those like foot tall alcohol things.
All the alien drinks. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like long. Yeah. I was drinking that. And then some big dude was out there like throwing gummies. And I'm not usually like a short-term or like a short-tempered guy, but I think just with everything going on, I was like, hey, what the F, you know? And I picked them up off the floor. Right. I was like, you think you're funny? And I like chucked them at him. And this dude just takes his shirt off and squares up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I checked him so fast. Boom, like he still had the shirt around both of his arms. I was like, I don't really want to fight this guy. He's pretty big. Let me just light him up real quick. So I tagged him.
Exactly.
And then right when I turned around, there was like, you know, you have the sheriffs that just kind of walk the strip at night. There was like a group of like four of them, you know, and they were like, oh, we saw everything from across the street. It's fine. You know, they ended up just making sure it didn't escalate. They separated us. And I explained to them it was my wedding day and everything. And they let me go. It was nuts. I thought I was going to. Yeah, I was drunk too, so I thought they were gonna for sure put me in the slammer, you know. But I explained everything. I was able to prove it to them, you know. They were like, "Where did you get married?"
Yeah.
And where's in, you know? So it worked
out.
That's
what's up, though.
I avoided Vegas for a few years after that.
Right? You're like, I think I tested my luck.
You get in trouble out here. I'm usually a really like easygoing, calm guy, like whatever, you know. Like it's okay, let it flow. But for some reason, the combination of the booze and then I just got a short temper that day.
Yeah, that's why I love going there. That's how my wife becomes when she's there.
Oh, yeah, I guess full of wild?
Oh, she's like the sweetest little, I mean, she wouldn't hurt a fly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm the other way. I grew up, I'm originally from Huntington Beach. So we're, just to give you an idea.
Yeah,
so we're just like, dude, bro, it's chill. It's all good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
She turns into with all the, you know, the showgirls that are always up and down the streets?
Oh, yeah.
She tries to fight them every time because she hates them. They'll look at me and she'll be like, what, you want some? And she'll start going after them. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's my wife.
Atta girl.
That's right.
Funny. That's so
just
funny.
In the back with a golf clap going.
Yeah, no, my lady just wouldn't hurt a fly. She's like the tiniest thing, man. She's like 4'11". She's not even big at all. And
oh, mine is too, but she feels like, she acts like she's 7 foot.
Yeah, mine too. She'll like stand up in a chair and yell at me, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yep.
Our son is like almost as tall as you. He's not even 5 years old yet. Like, get out of here.
Yep. Our three sons tower over mom. It's hilarious because they're all three taller than me now.
Oh, wow. I don't know how that happens. So I'm 6'1". My lady's like 4'11", 5 foot on a good day. And the doctor says my son's going to be like 6'5".
Yeah.
Like they measured him at 2,
I'm right,
and they're like, he's going to be pretty tall. It's like 90th percentile on the growth chart. They're like, how does that happen?
Well, I mean, I'm 6 foot. My wife is 5 foot on the dot.
Mm.
And my 17-year-old son is 6'3".
Yeah, how does that happen? I don't
know. I'm like,
that.
You still got like 5 years of growing under your belt, dude.
Yeah, that's what's weirding me out, too. I'm like, he might be taller. But she does have some tall people. Like, her brother, he's 21. He's pretty young. It's her baby brother, but he's like 6'3". So maybe it came from like,
dude, there you go. The genes in there.
Yeah, but her dad's small. Like, my dad's not very tall. Like, both his grandparents are like 5'8". You know,
hey, we don't truly know. We just
yeah, I don't know. I was taller than my dad. He's taller than both of us. I don't know.
And if you ask your wife, she'll tell you it's just because things that are perfect stop growing sooner.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're all you needed to be by the fifth grade.
Yep. Exactly. It's all you
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, I'll drive by like a middle school. Or, like, I have nieces that are like 13 years old and they're tall, as tall or taller than my wife already.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, this is weird.
True.
All right. So I have, they should have sent you some confirmation while we're talking here. Okay. Yeah, I'm still working, even though we're chopping it up. I'm just talking and typing at the same time, but. You should have got everything in writing, and then you should have a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system in there, and then the Google verification form will be sent to you via email.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Okay. So just to let you know, there's a voice verification I got to do before I let you go. Give me 1 second here.
No worries.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as added protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
S&S Welding.
LLC, correct?
LLC, yes.
All right, and then can you state your name and title within the business?
Ross Schneider. Owner operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and you are an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, and let the record show that we did speak to Brittany and did get her permissions, even though she's showing as the card holder.
Correct.
It says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
We know what you already have. You don't have to cancel anything you already have. But if you're going to add anything after today, which you shouldn't need, I mean, platinum package, you should have everything.
I'm trying to think of how to cancel the other one.
there's definitely a way to do that. Call them up and then, part ways.
Exactly.
They might try to charge you cancellation or not try to refund you. You could always threaten them with the, FTC. They're kind of in hot water already with the Federal Trade Commission. So if you just kind of look up, FTC versus Home Advisor, that's about as much information as I could give you on it. I'm not supposed to walk you through cancellation or anything, but that'll help usually. If you if you tell them you're going to report them there, they're already in hot water there, so they kind of backpedal. But the reason I was telling you, like, let us know before you do anything after today is we don't want you to duplicate anything or, like, pay more money for something we're already doing for you. So if you are going to add anything online, just double check, make sure it's not something we're already taking care of.
Awesome. Okay. We'll do.
Okay. And then it says, as a part of the verification process, we ask that you send in all requested documents. This is what I was telling you earlier, license, insurance, if it's asked within 7 days of signing up with us. It says, do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Because that could cause a delay or a suspension if you're not, like, responsive to those texts and emails that are coming through. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 10th, 2026. It's in the discounted price of $299 for the Platinum Bundle. I've waived the setup fees, and I've included the custom website design for you at no extra cost. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your payments will automatically renew on the 10th day at $299 month to month. You'll keep this rate for as long as you're with us. So reoccurring each month on the 10th, it'll just be $299. It won't go up or change on you ever.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. And it says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days or at least 1 business day before the next bill is due. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. We do that 1 day before just because we want to stop the charge, not have it charge you and then reverse it. Make sense?
Got it.
All right. So please keep in mind, some of our representatives are bilingual. If you don't want to deal with a bilingual rep, we can get you English only. Some of them might have a bilingual accent to them. So, you know, California is dealing with all this ice and nonsense. So they're saying,
yeah.
try to be respectful of that, but we can always get you English speaking only. If you don't like the accent, that's totally fine. Just let me know.
So I will have to do that because I'm really hard of hearing and accents are very difficult sometimes for me to understand.
Roger. I got you. All right. So
yeah, nothing besides that. It's just
I'll just go ahead and put it on here like English only. And then it says, do you understand and agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So that ends the voice verification. So you're pretty much good to go. The only things I want you to focus on right now, Ross, are sign the subscription terms. It's in your text messages there.
Okay.
There's a form that'll be emailed to you. You want to fill that out when you get a chance. That's the Google verification documents. And then send in any photos that you can to that photos@localsplash.com.
Sounds good.
Okay, it's mainly just those 3 things. And then we're going to follow up with you guys. I got you locked in for tomorrow at 3 o'clock with you and Brittany to do your client interview.
Awesome.
All right. If you need anything, you have my direct number and extension as well. So don't hesitate to call. The username and password's in there. Doesn't matter what device you have. You could go to the App Store. You could download it. It's under Local Splash. Highly recommend share that with Brittany, too. That way she has insight on what the return is for what she's paying for each month, or at least what that transaction is on her card each month.
Awesome. Sounds
all right.
Good.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. If you need anything, give me a shout, but enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.